joining us right now in studio. It is a pleasure to be sitting next to Herschel Walker, a man that means a lot to our football fandom and someone we both respect very much. Herschel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
You know, Brian, when I grow up, I want to be Herschel Walker because this guy
is... Oh, geez, don't say want to be Herschel.
Oh, my God. I tell you, man, you look unbelievable. Now, I don't want to talk about age and all that stuff, but what type of shape are you in? How the hell are you doing it?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm in good shape. You know, just in case anyone want to challenge me, I have to be ready.
Yeah, I want to challenge you.
Uh-oh.
You're lucky I'm not in studio because I would have challenged you. That's why they shipped me down here to Florida, so it wouldn't be any... happenings between me and you.
Well,
that's
okay.
I remember back in the day, and you talked about this when you were in college at Georgia, that you didn't necessarily lift weights, but you did thousands of push-ups and sit-ups. Is that still the routine?
No, that's still the routine. And, you know, I mean, you started your centers off by back in the day, like I'm old or something, and I was trying to get rid of that. But, you know, I still do all the push-ups and sit-ups. You know, my routine hadn't changed that much.
Now, you have transitioned into a fighting machine, and you're here on behalf of Bellator, and it's going to be right here where we do our show from in New York City, and you've got Sonnen and Silva, which is a huge, huge battle between two guys that a lot of people know, at the Garden on Saturday, tomorrow night, and it'll be a pay-per-view event if you can't make it, obviously, in person at 10 p.m. And what made you, what drew you to this and MMA and those type of things?
Well, you know, when I was in college, a lot of people don't know, I used to play on Saturdays. I went to church Sunday morning, and I fought in martial arts tournament Sunday afternoon. So I've always loved martial arts. And, you know, when Scott Coker there at Bellator told me that he was going to be doing a event in Madison Square Garden, I got excited about it because, you know, this New York is my home. This is where I started at. You know, I started here like in 83. And I love New York, and I remember my very first time in Madison Square Garden running in Miro's games, and probably no one out there remember that, but this is a long, long time ago. And so I got excited about it because this is something that's for the ages right here, to have someone like Chael Sonnen do fighting.
Yeah, the Generals. You played for
the
New Jersey Generals back in the USFL days. Now, country boy coming from Georgia all the way up to New York, you weren't afraid back then? Because New York was different then.
It was totally different. But you remember my wife is from Brooklyn. She was from Bensonhurst. And, you know, her family, you know, they're still here. And so New York is still like home to me. And I love the people up here. And a little different. You know, they're a little different than Georgia. But that's cool. And I always tell people that I'm the type of person, and I think they see it now, that if I ever run for president, I can carry the state of New York.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Your wife grew up in Brooklyn, and there is no doubt about that. You have, in your career, have hit people and been hit many, many times.
Yes.
Has it gotten to the point now where you're tired of it, or you still kind of enjoy it?
No, I enjoy it. You know, and that's what's so crazy or sick about it is, you know, I'm still competing. I love competition. And you know, and I tell everyone out there listening to me right now, forget about this age thing. You know, I think age is a way in the professional sports for people not to pay you. That's when they say you're getting too old because they don't want to pay you any more money.
Same thing in radio.
Yeah, in radio. Yeah. Thing, yeah. And then, you know, the next thing is, you know, you just got to remember that, you know, everyone talk about conditioning and shape and different thing. And MMA is one of the best conditioning sport I've ever been a part of. And that's why I got into this sport, because I absolutely love it. I want to thank Scott Coker. And that's the reason that I'm here, like you said. I'm here to see, I think, an incredible, incredible event, June 24th at Madison Square Garden. And I'm excited about it.
Now, Herschel, you've always been health conscious. You've always taken care of your body. But how have you refined that to where you're still able to compete now at your still young age?
Well, you know, I think you have to be mentally and physically fit. That's what I try to tell everyone is you got to be mentally fit as well. And that meaning know your body. And one thing you got to do, and I hope every doctor out there don't write me a letter, don't get mad at me, but I want to say that you got to do what works for you. You know, I watch so many workout people on television telling everyone to do this and do that, and this is going to be great, eat this. Let me tell you what, a lot of that is a lot of crap. What you got to do is do what's best for you. I've been doing these push-ups and sit-ups since I was like 12 years old, and and I'm in great shape. I feel good. I'm still competing at the highest level. And you know, doctors a long time ago told me that I got to do this and I got to do that. And I didn't listen to them. And I'm not saying you don't have to listen to the doctors, but you got to go how your body feels. And that's what I did.
Gio and Jones with Herschel Walker in studio with us on behalf of Bellator NYC. What are you drinking over there? Because I got to change my diet habits. Well, it looks like a dragon's blood with extra hemoglobin.
Well, what was strange is I should mention this since they're not promoting me like Starbucks. You know, not promoting me at all. And I went in and got me a strawberry asahi. It was sort of like this loving drink or something. And you walk around with strawberries in your drink, people are like, oh, he's kind of soft. I'm like, nah. I'm here to promote MMA. So let's not get that twisted out there now.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you,
that's
man.
That's exactly right.
No, I'm looking at you. There's nothing soft going on. that's for sure. Now, Cale Sonnen is the guy who is headlining Bellator NYC. He's known for being a guy that's in your face and trash talking,
yes,
and always has the last word. You were really never known as a big trash talker, right? I mean, you spoke through other things, didn't you?
I try to let my actions speak for me, but I love guys that trash talk. I love to compete against them, but I love to see them because a lot of guys can back it up. Chael can back it up. But, you know, this coming Saturday, he's fighting a guy, Vanderlei Silva, that's a little upset. You know, this is a beef that's been going on for a long time, over 3 years. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if you got something with someone, instead of talking about it, let's do something about it. They get a chance the 24th, you know, to do something about it. And, you know, and this is what I want to see, and this is what I like about MMA. Let's not just go in there and hug each other and you know, have some romantic kind of action there. Let's go out there and fight. You know, and that's what they said that they want to do. So we get a chance to see it this coming Saturday.
So when are you fighting again?
Well, you know, I've told Scott I'm ready to go. That's what's so funny. People, you know, first thing they said, oh, Herschel getting old. But I'm like, guys, I can still fight. You know, people may say I'm crazy, but I have a personality inside me that when it's ready to throw down, he can throw down. Like I said, that smooth taste ain't what I'm all about. I'm still competing. And, you know, I love this sport. That's what's so funny about it. I absolutely love MMA. I got involved years ago when people thought I was crazy to get involved in this sport, and my hat is off to a lot of MMA fighters. And another guy that we need to mention, and, you know, this is a guy I watched a long, long time ago, you know, and Fedor, you know, he's from Russia, and Fedor was a guy that when I first started watching this sport, he's a name that I knew. And, you know, coming from Georgia, you know, people said, and people don't know this, they'll see that I'm very intelligent as well. There's a place in Russia called Georgia. A lot of people out there probably didn't know that. But
yes.
I tell you that I've been reading a lot, too. I'm not just good looks. That's not all about me.
What's your signature move, Herschel?
Well, you know, I was a stand-up guy. I'm a stand-up guy because I'm a Taekwondo guy. And I tell people I love to punch you in the face. And, you know, I got a pretty good jab. And, you know, and I don't mind getting sweaty, but, you know, I don't want these big old heavy sweaty guys. You know, I'm laying on top of sweaty guys and stuff.
Who needs
this.
That?
Yeah. Who wants a sweaty guy?
Yeah, I'd rather stand away from you and punch you in the face and put you down. But if you have to go to the mat, you know, that's not bad either. We can do that.
Yeah. Right. Get away from me, sweaty guy.
Yeah, get away from me. We don't need to be here hugging each other, all that. I can do that later.
If you could punch one person in the face right now and get away with it, who would that be?
You know what's so funny is I don't have any animosity towards anyone because, you know, like in football, this is what's so funny. I just love football, but that was a couple of guys I thought was pretty tough. Andre Waters at Philadelphia, you know, Tim Harris at Green Bay. Those are tough guys, but I love the way they play. You know, I remember, I'm going to throw up a name that a lot of people out there are not going to remember, but I just love the way this guy played. Mark Gastineau, that used to play with the Jets.
Of course, yeah.
You know, you do a lot of trash talking, but he used to back
it
up. New
York sack exchange.
Yeah, he used to back it up. And I said, I love guys like that. I love guys that love, they can talk it, but they can walk it as well. And that's what I want to see with Chael and Vanderlei this coming Saturday, the 24th. And also, you know, one thing that people, and we didn't name this guy who's fighting also, is Matt Mitrione, who's ex-Giants. You know, Matt Mitrione.
Right, and that's the heavyweight co-main event for Bellator NYC.
So that's going to be a good fight between those two guys. And that's what I'm saying. I love competition. You know, I reckon I'm promoting myself here too. So I'm not here just to promote Bellator, but I'm promoting myself as
go for it, man.
Yeah, I'm on radio, so this is my show. Let's do this. But I said that, you know, when you're out working out, this is what it's about. I said, I thought mixed martial arts was one of the best workouts I've ever done in my life. Mm. And I know about fitness. That's one thing I know about. And I got into this mixed martial arts thing, and I tell you what, it was one of the toughest workouts I've ever done. And I absolutely love it. I'm sore all the time, but I absolutely love that soreness.
So what are your thoughts on McGregor Mayweather?
Well, this is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because, you know, I love Conor. I think Conor is a great, great guy. He's a great fighter. Everyone knows he's a great MMA fighter. But you're talking about boxing. So, and people have talked about Floyd Mayweather, talked about Floyd. Let me tell you, Floyd Mayweather is one of the best of all times. You know, I think the best fighter ever was, you know, Muhammad Ali. And then you're talking about Mike Tyson and George Foreman. But Floyd Mayweather is up there when you start talking about champions. But I would say this. If every minute this fight goes is a win for MMA, because I was thinking that Floyd Mayweather got to take this guy early or it's going to hurt boxing, because this guy's never boxed before. You know, he's an MMA fighter. If they're doing MMA and Conor doesn't take Floyd out early, that's a strike against MMA. But this is a boxing fight. But one thing I will say, and this is for the public right here, I do feel that because they're going to put this fight on, that Conor got to go at least 6 rounds and Floyd got to fight. Otherwise, it's a joke, because this is a boxing match that people are going to have to pay money to see.
A lot of money.
And they're going to pay a lot of money. And they've been promoting. These guys are going to make a lot of money. So let's not make it a joke. They got to get in the ring and they got to fight. And if they do that, Floyd has to take Conor out early. If he doesn't do that, it's a strike against boxing, because this is professional boxing. It's not an MMA fight.
Geo and Jones with Herschel Walker. You don't think, though, that if Floyd does his classic, you're not going to be able to hit me for 12 rounds, and then that just goes
I think that'll be sick for boxing. And even though Floyd does that, but let's defend Floyd here. I've seen Floyd do that. Let's do this. I'm going to get away, stay away from him. But I also seen Floyd get hit, and he'll start fighting. I've seen him get hit sometime. He'll start fighting. And you, let's give Floyd credit. This guy was away from boxing for, 2 years?
Yep.
He came back, and he didn't come back and fight a bum on the street. He came back and fought some of the best in the world, and he made him look bad. Even though he stayed away, but you can see the quickness of that guy. And that's what I want to see when he and Conor mix it up, is I want to see that quickness, but I also want to see him fight. Because that's what this is. This is a fight. This is not a love fest. It's a fight where you step in there, and you have to knock people out. And that's what I said. That's what it's all about. And when I go to compete, I don't go in there to just have fun. This ain't just having fun night. This is fight night, and that's what I want to see.
I love it.
Damn, I never knew Herschel had this side to you. Are a violent
dude. Well, you remember, I have all these personalities. I have that one that's 11 and, you know, that drank the strawberry sahi, and he's all sweet. But I also have that other one that, hey, we can throw it out when you want to. Like I told someone. I said, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Be your Huckleberry. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not in studio today.
No, man. I got kind of violent. I had a workout this morning. I did, 1,500 push-ups, so I was kind of mad.
1,500 push-ups.
What gets you mad these days?
It's funny. I have a son, and I love him to death, but, it's funny. When you have relatives and stuff always asking for stuff, that gets you mad sometimes. Mm-hmm. You want to beat them up, but then you realize you go to jail for it nowadays.
The good old days, you could beat your family up and get away with it.
Before you can get away with it. Like, you used to get spankings, and now you can't do it. Adrian Peterson messed that up. Can't even get a spanking nowadays.
Oh, man, I'm joking over here. That's amazing.
Speaking of messing something up, because Gio, my man right there, is a huge Vikings fan. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan. So
smart man.
Exactly. Yeah. So take us back to you being traded to Minnesota and what that was like, how you found out, and were you disappointed? Were you, hey, this is business, I just have to go along with this deal? Or what was the deal?
No, I was totally disappointed because, I had just led the league in rushing with the Cowboys, and I got a call from Jimmy Johnson to come over to see him, and I went over to see Jimmy, and the first thing Jimmy did, he jumped up off his seat and said, Herschel, we traded you to Minnesota. Sort of like saying, Herschel, it's Christmas time. I just bought you a gift or something. And I didn't even shake his hand. I, stepped back, and I turned around and walked outside and went home. But what was so funny about it, Jimmy and Jerry didn't know at the time that I had a no-trade guaranteed contract, that they couldn't trade me. And if you can remember back in, what was it, 89, 90, I played five games with the Cowboys because, you know, I wasn't going to Minnesota. It was cold in Minnesota. And, you know, people of color don't like cold weather. It's all like, well, I'm not going to Minnesota. And then Jerry decided that, he said, ask my agent, what do Herschel want to go to Minnesota? And so Sin and myself start throwing out all this stupid stuff. We really didn't want it.
Yeah,
but he's going to let Jerry Jones know that we weren't going to Minnesota. We started throwing out all this stuff, all this money and houses and cars and clothes. And Jerry agreed to everything.
Wow.
And we were like, what? And then I had to go to Minnesota. I was like, oh, crap. But I would say this here. Minnesota was one of the best places I ever lived in my life.
Wow.
I could not believe it. That's one of the best places I ever lived. The people. And I can carry that state, too, if I ever run for president. Y'all can see I'm setting it up. Herschel Walker for president 2020.
Why not? Hey.
But what's funny is it was one of the best places I ever been. But then I will say this. I am not sure why Minnesota traded Adrian Peterson. I'm totally not sure why they traded that guy. But and that's what I hate about some team. That guy deserved to finish his career in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I know they said that he lost it, but let me tell you, I worked with Adrian, and let me tell you, Adrian hadn't lost a step. I think he's going to do something in New Orleans.
He may. I think they
don't
needed
say
to.
May.
Yeah,
you're putting him down already.
No, he has to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's been a lot of injuries now.
He's had some injuries, but it ain't like he was playing on a great team.
No.
Yeah, he was playing with some guys, and it's the same thing with Barry Sanders. I tell people all the time. You know, I didn't watch a lot of football, but two of the best players I ever seen play was Walter Payton and Barry Sanders at running back. Barry Sanders didn't play on great teams, but he got the job done. Adrian Peterson came back after an injury that no one ever thought he could come back, which shows me that he had that tenacity to go out and get things done. And I just think that he deserved to finish his career in Minnesota.
I am going to be totally honest. I disagree with you, but I'm not going to fight with you because I'm scared of you.
It's able to disagree. That's one thing. That's one thing great about America. We can disagree, but we still get along.
Yeah, I was ready for him to move on. I think he was ready to move on. It was a perfect time to part ways, and maybe they will regret it. Maybe they'll go for 2,000 yards this year. Who knows?
If New Orleans goes to the playoffs, which they haven't been in a long time, that will be great.
Bellator, NYC, Sonnen and Silva will headline it. It's going to be at Madison Square Garden. There is nothing cooler than a fight at Madison Square Garden, a big fight night. There are limited tickets available at Ticketmaster.com and the Madison Square Garden box office. The pay-per-view event is something that you have to check out because this will be one hell of a fight night. And of course, if you don't want to wait for some of the other things that we talked about as far as McGregor, Mayweather, all that stuff, you got a great one coming up tomorrow night.
One last question, G.
Yeah.
Herschel, how long does it take to do 1,500 sit-ups or push-ups?
Well, 1,500 push-ups, I would do them in about an hour, but I do them resting and doing different things, and I do different hand positions. That's one thing that people have realized in doing a push-up. A regular push-up, sooner or later, your body's going to get immune to them.
So you go wide, close in,
bring your hands up underneath your hips almost, and you have to do different types or different styles.
Man, you must be crazy.
Well, no. One thing that I suggest to a lot of people is push-ups are very boring, so get a deck of cards, just split a deck of cards in half, and start out by doing the deck of cards. Flip one over, do that, and take a little few seconds, and flip another one, and you do that, and it sort of breaks it up a little bit.
Man, I haven't
done music or anything.
1,500 push-ups in my life.
Music make people become. You know, one thing about it is, I tell people all the time. You got to remember. You remember in Rocket III,
mm-hmm.
when Rocket III was the champion, and he was kissing babies out in Vegas, and you know, and hugging women, and taking pictures and stuff. And then they cut away to Mr. T. Glover Lane. He was hitting that bag, and he's working so hard, and he getting ready in that first fight. Mr. T destroyed it. And I said, when you get at this level here in competition, you can't be listening to, like, music while you're working out. You got to get in the gym and just work. Now, if you're just getting ready to try to show off your physique out on the beach, yeah, that's fine to do that. But when you're getting ready to go into a cage or getting ready to go fight someone like Chael or Wanderlei Silva, you better get your butt ready. Drop that music and start hitting that bag like Mr. T and get ready to fight.
Herschel Walker, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me on.